Place your hands on the top of your head so that each hand is over a hemisphere. Underneath the bones and membranes is the cerebrum, the upper brain. Keep your hands in place with a light touch and allow the bones and membranes to dissolve. You should be able to feel the cerebrum. It's got a particular consistency to it, and its electrical flows vary from side to side. It's divided into particular lobes which have different functions, so you should also be able to differentiate the lobes from each other. Move your hands around so you can do that. You can place the hands on each of the cranial bones. So the frontal lobe is underneath the frontal bones. So place your hands on the frontal bones and then the parietals and the temporals. And there's a unique feel to each lobe. Notice where most of the activity is in the cerebrum. Now, if you move your hands to the back of your head, you should be able to sense the transition between the upper brain and the hindbrain of the cerebellum. The tent divides them from each other. The cerebellum has a unique function, and its activity and structure are quite distinct. It also has two hemispheres. Invite the cerebellum into your perceptual field. Notice how the two hemispheres are. Perhaps you're drawn to one more than the other. Finally, there is the brainstem, which is deep to the cerebellum. Invite it into your hands. The brainstem is like an extension of the spinal cord, but also contains groups of nerve nuclei that control many of the basic functions of the autonomic nervous system. At the top of the brainstem is the thalamus, which is the relay station of the brain. It distributes sensory information that comes in from all over the body to different regions of the brain. Perhaps you can get a sense of this. It also has two hemispheres. The other important parts of this area are the hypothalamus and the limbic system, both of which are strongly related to emotional states of being and to production of hormones.